Ladies and gentlebrooms, from the castle of Loch Thordor, by the distant slopes of Mount Crinthing, another bizarre and baffling compendium of moments in Horrors of the Century. It wasn't the scream that unsettled old Rafe.
Oh, no.
But the thunder and lightning that lit up his face. Now the cat was out of the bag. Rafe unlocked the safe. And took out the pavlova.
My masterpiece, the cyanide pavlova.
Now came the moment of horror. It was July 27th, 1937, at precisely 4:27 in the afternoon. Struggling to contain his feelings.
Oh, God, I struggle to contain my feelings.
The desperate man faces his pavlova.
Is this my kismet? Is that all there is? And why should I not consume this cyanide pavlova?
Wrestling with his demons, Rafe de Croissant, second Earl of Burleigh, worked valiantly to prevent his hands stuffing his mouth with poisonous pavlova.
No, hands, no!
But alas, and alack, and woe! His crenacious greed o'erwhelmed his mushy will. And with a muffled scream, his flailing hands jammed and crammed the crumbling meringue and splattered the sweet French cream and split off the passion fruit seeds like lead from a Gatling gun. Apparently, when they examined what they could find of poor Rafe, his prescription pills had some peculiar reaction with the passion fruit juice and blown him to bits. So, the moral of this little horror is, wild oats make a good salad. This is Lamington Plate, inviting you to join me next week when we ask why the Tinsel Company of Gnomes so cold-bloodedly murdered their blow-up Cinderella. Another 20th century horror. See you in your nightmare.